This is KERA News. I'm Eric Austin. Election day is Tuesday, and there are a few big items related to education on North Texas ballots. Voters will decide whether to eliminate an agency called Dallas County Schools. It provides bus service to Dallas ISD and other local districts. Meanwhile, in the Fort Worth School District, voters will consider a bond package and a so-called penny swap election. I'm here with KERA's Stella Chavez and Bill Zeeble. They've been reporting on these issues, and they're going to walk us through some of them. Bill and Stella, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having us, Eric.
Good to be here.
Stella, let's start with you. There's an item about Dallas County Schools on the ballot. Now, this is not a traditional school district. It's a transportation agency, and it provides bus service for area school districts. And it's faced a lot of problems in recent months and years. What's been going on at Dallas County Schools?
Well, one of the big problems recently is that buses aren't getting students to school on time. A number of parents have been complaining that their children are missing part of first period. There's also been complaints about financial mismanagement. There was a failed, costly bus camera system, buses running red lights and being ticketed, and also a really costly land deal.
And school districts are also concerned about rising costs, right?
Right. Michael Hinojosa, the superintendent for Dallas ISD, testified over the spring that these buses were costing the district a lot of money and that ridership had actually gone down.
And all these problems got the attention of state lawmakers, and in particular, State Senator Don Huffines.
Right. Huffines wanted to take action to basically abolish the agency. He says it's corrupt and unsafe and unreliable. Instead, lawmakers ended up agreeing to let the voters decide. And so that's the item that you'll see on Tuesday's ballot.
Dallas County Schools says it's been making a lot of changes in recent weeks and months. What has the bus agency been doing?
I spoke with trustee Kyle Renard, who told me that many of the people involved in the past scandals have been forced out. There was the superintendent who was forced to resign. Also recently, the board president resigned. Here's Renard talking about those changes.
We really do consider this not only under new management, but it has a more service-oriented philosophy now, and we are not tolerating things the way they've always been.
So what's at stake here? If voters decide to get rid of Dallas County Schools, what happens?
If voters decide to get rid of Dallas County Schools, the state comptroller would set up what's called a dissolution committee. And then they would basically spend the next few months trying to figure out what happens next.
Turning to you, Bill Zeeble, you've been monitoring what's happening in Fort Worth ISD. There's a big bond package on the ballot in that district, $750 million. What's this package about?
There's a lot of old campuses that would be refurbished under this $750 million package in Fort Worth ISD. There's overcrowding. There's maintenance and upgrades that the superintendent, Ken Scribner, talked to a Chamber of Commerce group recently about that.
60% of our schools were built before 1960. Our high schools, many of you know, Poly, 1930s, Arlington Heights built in the 1930s, Tech as well, are our older high schools that we need to invest.
Scribner also talked a lot about overcrowding. Tanglewood Elementary School, for example, has 870 students. It was built for 600. He said if the bond isn't passed, they'd have more than 1,000, actually 1,100 kids in that school without any means to house them.
And then there's another item on the ballot, and lots of folks are calling this a two-penny swap. And even to folks who are in education circles and even to journalists, that term can be quite confusing. So, Bill, let's break it down.
So there are two funds. There's the Maintenance and Operations Fund, and there's the Debt Service Fund. Two pennies would be moved from the Debt Service Fund into the Maintenance and Operations Fund. That's a way to avoid raising any taxes. It's just moving some money from one fund to another. And here's Scribner talking about it.
If a local community wants to invest in its schools, initially, the state will more than match that. The state will reward you for doing that.
It would be $23 million a year for 10 years. So Fort Worth people who favor this package say it's a good deal for Fort Worth ISD.
Now, we've seen some North Texas school districts attempt penny swaps or tax ratification elections with varying degrees of success in recent years.
Yeah, some districts want to do this. It shows how creative they're trying to be. The state funding just isn't what it used to be. So there are some districts trying a penny or two penny swaps or some variation of this TRE, a tax ratification election. so that they can put more money in their maintenance and operations funds than they have otherwise.
Bill Zeeble and Stella Chavez, thanks so much for explaining this.
You're welcome, Eric.
You're welcome.